Father God, we thank you that you are coming back. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, as those clouds break open and the shout comes, then the church shall be taken up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that you, Lord God, will have that introduction of our lives before your throne when the book is open and Jesus presents us to the Father. Thank you, God, for that day. But now, Lord God, we pray for the strength for the day in which we live. And God, we do pray today that you would just guard and watch over every single one. And Father, you know each and every circumstance of our lives. And God, I do pray, even as Larry flies back tonight, God, you would be with him in that plane and carry him safely. And Father, I pray for the two families that I can't mention their names, but God, you know who they are. And I pray, Father, that you'll work in both of those families' lives, and in their overwhelming circumstances, God, that you will show yourself strong. Even as you said by the psalmist in Psalm 46, that you shall be with us even through the fire, and that you shall be with us no matter what the storm is, that you, God, will never leave us nor forsake us. And I thank you, God, for that promise. And I pray, God, that victory will come and come soon. We trust you for it all. Bless tonight and everybody that's here and our church at present and our church online with us as well. Bless it all for your glory in Jesus' name. Church, if you agree, say amen. Amen. And before you get seated, turn to the person next to you, say, God's in charge. God bless you. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Well, it's a blessing to be here with you tonight on the third night of this coming convergence, as we've been going through this little mini-series, and I've been giving you introductions each week to see how it lines up with what we're studying, and then watching this video, which is awesome, has a lot of great information. Tonight is really going to be special in the sense of information that, in fact, what we were singing about earlier. So we're looking at the fact of the stars and who has called them all by name and so on. Well, what does that reveal in Scripture as to what's going to happen, the one who calls them all by name? And we're going to be looking at that tonight a little bit. But tonight, I would like you to go with me to Revelation chapter 6. And I just want to read a few verses here by way of introduction. And before we get started, and look at this. And I got another couple passages I want to look at. And then I'll summarize it, and then we can get into this video tonight. So Revelation chapter 6, beginning at verse 12 through 17, please. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 through 17. He says, I looked, and when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, and every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Chapter 7, verse 1 and 2 and 3. He says, after these things I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, and on the sea, and on any tree. And then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to them to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth and the sea or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Father God, tonight I pray your word would speak to our hearts and lives and show us the day and times in which we live. But God, that we live for you by our choice every day, that we have that opportunity. So bless your word tonight. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive all that you have revealed in your word. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Church, if you agree, say amen. So who's going to be doing all this work? The four angels of God, that it was granted to them to harm the earth and the sea. We'll see a little bit of that tonight as it is, you might say, kind of a foretelling by different current events that have happened around the world that have been captured in this film to kind of give you a picture of what's to come and why it's to come about. But then you'll notice in verse 3 where I read that none of this was to happen till the servants of God had the seal on their foreheads. This is about the 144,000 Jews. This is not about you. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit, not on your head. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit in your heart. The Lord Jesus dwells in you. Amen. And so these are the 144,000 Jews. So to qualify to be one of them, you can't be a Jehovah Witness and sign up for their program, because they tell you they've already reached 144,000 a long time ago. So you'd be out. So I just want to let you know, not going to work. And they got it all wrong, because they don't have Jewish identities. These are all Jews. And they will be witnessing during the tribulation. So that's not a point of our study tonight, but it is a part to know where all of this destruction is coming from. It's coming from the throne, and the Lord is going to assign these four angels to harm the earth and the sea. Now, did Jesus ever talk about these kinds of things? Did he warn us? Absolutely. Turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. So all of this is in the Bible. And by the way, I don't want you to get fearful tonight and think all this stuff is going to happen right now and we're in the tribulation. No, 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 no. This is tribulation, all right. This is testing time. But there's the great tribulation that's coming. And the church will not be here for that, the true church. So look with me at Matthew 24 at verse 3. He says, "And now he said on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ or the Messiah, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows." Now look with me at Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13 should be easy to find if you're in Matthew. Just turn right and go next door. So Mark chapter 13 gives us Mark's perspective, which is a very condensed version. Mark is like that. You only got 16 chapters in his gospel. Mark chapter 16, and go with me at, no, I say 16, I meant Mark chapter 13. Did I say that? Okay, Mark 13, go with me to verse 5. "And Jesus answering them began to say, 'Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows.'" Now look with me at Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. And these three accounts of the Gospels, Jesus has made everybody aware of the end times. And, of course, not only of his death, burial, and resurrection, but also that which is to come to this world. In Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 8, he says, in verse 8, did I say 19? Yes, Luke 19 and verse 8 through 11. So he says, wait a minute, I said 19. Am I in Luke? Oh, I'm in the wrong place here. Okay. Well, in any case, where I went wrong is, let me go back to, I wrote my note in here and I must have written it down wrong. Look at Luke 21, excuse me. Luke 21, I wrote the passage down in the wrong place. Luke 21, and then go with me to verse 8. And he said, Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them, but when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Putting all that together, it's talking about the earth is going to be in turmoil, that there's going to be many false religions and false leaders saying, I am he, or I am the Lord, or I am your God, and thereby lead people astray, because it won't be based on sound doctrine from the scriptures. That's why it's always important to have sound doctrine of the Bible. And yet, within the scope of that, you put all this together, and it's telling us there's going to be signs. There's going to be signs as miracles, so to speak. We get miracle from signs. And yet, there's going to be miracles or miraculous events taking place. So this means earthquakes are going to be of a nature that are way beyond comprehension. You're going to know, or the world will know, this is something greater than something normal. There's going to be the stars in heavens. There's going to be circumstances in the heavens and the earth that are beyond anything that's normal. It's not a normal event. It's greater than a normal event. So the signs, meaning miraculous, it will be miraculous in a sense that it's not normal, and it's way beyond normal. There's a divine characteristic, a part of it, and we know that divine characteristic is being led when God speaks to those angels and he says, go, do your work. And this will be when the church is in heaven. So tonight, let's get a little bit of these signs and wonders that are coming to the world after we're gone. Go for it. Father God, tonight, as we close this service out, I pray, God, that our heart would be a heart that's ready, that we could say, yes, Lord, I'll do as you have me to do. And so, Father, I pray that we would equip this church, or this church would be equipped, to bring the good news to people who got nothing but bad news, that we could bring the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. I pray for that tonight. Bless this church family and everybody in it. Protect them, watch over them, guard them, and energize them by the Spirit. I call upon you tonight in the name of Jesus to do just that. Church, if you agree, say amen.